Let's begin with a word of prayer. Eternal, loving Heavenly Father, we come before Thee in Thy presence yet again, and yet again we find ourselves needy, find ourselves having to lean upon Thee, Lord, for we feel of ourselves that we are nothing and our strength is so small, our wisdom is so little, and yet we know that with Thee all things are possible, and Thou dost know all things, and Thou art all-powerful. And so we pray Thee, Lord, gently and lovingly, speak to us in this evening hour, and may we yield ourselves to Thee. May we be filled in our spirits with Thy Spirit, Lord, that we would glorify Thy name as we would live for Thee. We pray these things in the blessed name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For our reading this evening, let's turn to the Old Testament and read from 2 Chronicles chapter number 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, that's page 557 in the Pew Bible. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after God, the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence and in the images that were on high above them. He cut down, and the groves and the carved images and the molten images he brake in pieces and made dust of them and strawed it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Messiah, the governor of the city, Joah, the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. And when they came to Hilkiah the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites that kept the doors had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Judah and Benjamin. And they returned to Jerusalem. And they put it in the hand of the workmen that had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they gave it to the workmen that had wrought in the house of the Lord to repair and amend the house. Even to the artificers and builders gave they it to buy hewn stone and timber for couplings, and to floor the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. And the men did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jahath and Obadiah, the Levites, of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Milshulam, of the sons of the Kohathites, to set it forward, and other of the Levites, all that could skill of instruments of music. Also, they were over the bearers of burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites, there were scribes and officers and porters. And when they had brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, "All that was committed to thy servants, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen." Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book." And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king's, saying, "Go, inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book." And Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvath, the son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they spake to her to that effect. And she answered them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, and that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place and shall not be quenched. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard, because thy heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God when thou heardest the words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt not be gathered to the grave, and thou shalt be gathered to the grave in peace. Neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same." So they brought the king word again. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. As we read through books of the kings and the chronicles, we read about each of the kings, and the chapters typically start off saying that this son became king in the stead of his father who had died, and he did that which was, and sometimes it says right in the sight of the Lord, and sometimes it says that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. By and large, many of the kings were evil, especially in the northern kingdom of Israel. But by this time, when Josiah was here, the kingdom of Israel was led away in captivity of Assyria. But here we read these words, and it's a blessing to see that when Josiah was just but 8 years old, that he reigned in Jerusalem for 31 years, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. It's a joy, it's a comfort to read that, to see that here was one who was very, very young, and he becomes king, and it says that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. We read that his dad, Amnon, did not. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. His grandfather, Manasseh, reigned for 55 years, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Though at the end of his life, he did make a repentance of his life. But yet, by and large, there was a lot of evil that was done. And God had written in the law of Moses that there was going to be judgment for the evil that was done. And if they turned away from the Lord God and turned to idolatry, that there was going to be damnation. There was going to be judgment for turning away from the Lord, for he was their God, and he was a jealous God, and he wanted their hearts in fullness. And so we see this in this chapter and in the next chapter of the life of Josiah, King Josiah, very young, 8 years old when he begins to reign. And it says here, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of David his father and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left hand. Even in his very young age, he pressed forward. He pressed forward. Certainly he had counselors to guide him because he was too young to make very important decisions, perhaps. But yet he declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. But he kept moving forward, doing that which was right in the Lord's sight. And then in verse number 3 it says, "For in the 8th year of his reign," meaning that he would have been 16 years old, "while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father." He began to seek, even at 16 years old, he began to seek after the Lord God. He knew of God. He knew that David, his forefather, had served the Lord. And it was in his heart to seek after the Lord likewise. At 16 years old, here the Bible is saying that King Josiah sought after the Lord. He was looking for the Lord. James writes, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that we are to draw nigh unto God, and when we draw nigh unto God, God will draw nigh unto us. And we see that truth played out here in this scripture that we read this evening hour, that Josiah drew nigh unto the Lord, and God drew nigh unto him. We see that King Josiah sought the Lord, that he was seeking the Lord. Even at that age of 16 years old, he was seeking the Lord. And he was blessed for that. And the Bible speaks in many places how we ought to seek the Lord. In Isaiah, it speaks of that, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near." In the Gospels, Jesus says that we should first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else that we have need of in our lives will be added unto us, as it was with King Josiah as well. We are to seek the Lord and to seek him diligently. The Bible says in Hebrews that we that it is impossible to please God without faith. Let me just read it because it's not coming to mind. "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." And this is what King Josiah did. He diligently sought the Lord. Even at that young age of 16 years old, he was diligently seeking the Lord, and in a very profound way, as we see here in the next verses. So now it says in the 12th year of his reign, he would have been 20 years old, he purges all of Israel, all of Jerusalem, all of Judah, he purges it of all the idolatry that was found therein. He cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, and then he returned to Jerusalem. He sought the Lord diligently, and then he followed through in that seeking of the Lord, that he went in all places throughout all the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, Simeon, even unto Naphtali. He destroyed all the idolatry, all the idols that were in the land. This he did at 20 years old. He sought the Lord at 16, took out all the idolatry out of the land at age 20, and now in the 18th year of his reign, he's 26 years old now, after he had purged the land, he sent Shaphan, he sent three men to repair the house of the Lord his God. Here now, at a young age of 26 years old, he sends three men, go repair the house of the Lord. And so they come, these three men, they come to Hilkiah, which is the high priest, and they delivered the money that was brought into the house of the Lord and to the Levite, which the Levites that kept the doors had gathered of the land of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim and all of the remnant of Israel and of all Judah and Benjamin, and they returned to Jerusalem. And so the money that they had, they used those funds to repair the house of the Lord. And those that were overseers were given the money to give to those who were workers, to those who were even as it says here, artificers, that they would be the craftsmen and the builders. They gave it, and then also to buy the materials such as hewn stone and timber and floors. And it says the floors that the kings of Judah had destroyed. His forefathers had destroyed the house of the Lord. And so he's seeking after the Lord. He's drawing nigh unto God. And God is well pleased with that which he is doing. And truly, it's correct when it says here that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And it says, and the men did the work faithfully. And the overseers of them were some men here, some of the Levites and others here. And it says, and all that could skill of instruments of music. And they were over the bearers of burdens and were overseers of all the work, that work in any manner of service. And of the Levites, there were scribes and officers and porters. And also all these men are working together here in the house of the Lord, rebuilding it beautifully. And then something happens. Something happens here while they're rebuilding the house of the Lord. Hilkiah, the high priest, comes across something as they're rebuilding the house of the Lord. He finds the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. This was a profound find that Hilkiah finds. Here's this book. And so Hilkiah, he's the high priest. He goes to Shaphan, the scribe, who had a stronger connection to King Josiah. He says, I have found the book of the law of the house of the, in the house of the Lord. And so Hilkiah delivers the book to Shaphan, and Shaphan takes the book to the king. And so as Shaphan comes to the king with his book, the first thing he says is, everything's going good. They're working on the house of the Lord. The payments are being made. All that was committed to the servants, they're doing it. And then he says, but Hilkiah the priest had given me a book. And so Shaphan reads it. He's a scribe, and he reads it before the king. And it says, and it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. Josiah, 16 years old, seeking after the Lord. 20 years old, he cleanses Israel of the idolatry in the land. 26 years old, and he's rebuilding the house of the Lord. And now he's hearing the word of the Lord given by Moses. He's hearing this. And when he hears it, he tears his clothes. And he's in disarray, and he's as God is in that he's upset that his forefathers had turned away from him, from the Lord. (Clears throat) And so the king decides he's going to do something, and he calls five people: Hilkiah the high priest, Shaphan the scribe, Shaphan's son, and two others. And he sends them, "Go inquire of the Lord what we might do about this. Go inquire of the Lord what we might do about this." And here it's a scribe that he's asking to do this, and the high priest as well. But they come to a woman, Huldah, and she's a prophetess, and she lives in the college in Jerusalem. And these five come to her, and they say to her what King Josiah had to say to her. And she says and answers, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel." She's saying, this is what God says. This isn't what I say. It's not what I say. This is what the Lord God says. "Tell ye the man that sent you to me." She didn't say, "Oh, tell the king, King Josiah." No, she said, "Tell that man. Tell that man that sent you to me. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah." The Lord is telling Huldah to tell these five men, what you have read in the book and the law of Moses will happen. It will take place. There is damnation coming because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore, my wrath will be poured out upon this place and shall not be quenched. He's saying that there's a damnation that's coming. And that damnation will be fulfilled in fullness, and it will not be quenched until it is complete. God is saying, what you have read in the law of that book is accurate. It's true. It will happen. And then the Lord speaks to Huldah, the prophetess, to speak to the five men, saying, "But as for that king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, thus saith the Lord." Again, not Huldah's words. It wasn't her words. It was, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard. Because thy heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardst the words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbled thyself before me, and did rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord." King Josiah drew nigh unto the Lord. The Lord drew nigh unto him. King Josiah sought after the Lord and found him. And found him. God says that in no wise will he despise a contrite heart or a broken spirit. And this is the manner that this was the disposition that King Josiah had when he heard these words. His heart became tender. His heart became tender. The Lord calls us to have tender hearts likewise. The Lord Jesus says, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." King Josiah humbled himself. His heart was tender. And Jesus is saying the same thing. Have a tender heart. Be as a little child. Be childlike. Accept truth. Have sorrow for sin. Humble yourself as a little child. His heart was tender. And he did humble himself before God. He humbled himself. The Bible makes it clear that God does not have tolerance for pride. In Proverbs we read, "There are six things that the Lord does hate, And this is pretty strong when the Bible says, this is what the Lord hates. He hates these things. And the first thing that's listed there is a proud look. A proud look. Also in Proverbs chapter 16, it says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination unto the Lord. Those are very, very strong words. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination unto the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Destruction and judgment was coming to Israel because they had been proud, because they had lifted up themselves, and they disobeyed the Lord. And there was a judgment coming for that. When we read of Sodom, we read that their iniquity, their sin that Sodom had was pride. It was pride. Peter, in the second epistle in chapter 2, speaks of those who were false teachers and the punishment of those false teachers. And he says, if God didn't spare angels that sinned but cast them down into hell, and if he didn't spare the old world but brought a flood upon the whole world of the ungodly, if he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, he's going to destroy those who are proud in heart. King Josiah humbled himself when he heard these words. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and then also to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And God was telling Huldah, the prophetess, to tell these five men to go tell the king, there is destruction coming. They turned away from my ways. They turned to idolatry. And so there is destruction coming. But you had a tender heart. You didn't lift yourself up with pride. You didn't say, yeah, I cleaned up Israel. I got all those idols out. I put the dust of those ashes all over their graves. I built the house of the Lord. It's pretty, isn't it? He didn't lift himself up with pride. No, he humbled himself. He humbled himself. And he drew near unto God. And God drew near unto him. And God was his helper. And God was his sustainer. Josiah wept before the Lord when he heard those words. We're being called to follow the Lord, to draw near unto him, that he might draw near unto us, that we would seek the Lord, that we might find him. And so Jesus teaches us, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those that have tender hearts, who humble themselves. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek, not the proud. To the proud there will be destruction. To the proud there is going to be destruction. But blessed are the meek, Jesus Christ speaks. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. King Josiah and those and Shaphan the scribe and Hilkiah the priest, they were holding the word of God and with great awe. And then Jesus also says, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are we when we yield ourselves to the Lord. Blessed are we when we seek the Lord, as King Josiah did. Blessed are we when we draw near unto God. Blessed are we when we follow him. And it seems that the theme of sermons of late have been one of following the Lord. Be ye followers of God as dear children. So these five, after they hear what Huldah the prophetess had to say, they come back and they tell the king that. And then it says that the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. So here he is. He's 26 years old when he begins to rebuild the house of the Lord. So however much time has gone on since then, he's probably in his late 20s, however long they've been working on rebuilding the house of the Lord. He's in his late 20s, and he gathers together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem, and the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, this is everybody, all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. Here it is, 26, 27, 28-year-old young man, standing before Hilkiah the priest, the high priest, Shaphan the scribe. And if everyone from Jerusalem was there, then Huldah got out of her college that was in Jerusalem. She was in attendance likewise. And he's reading to all of them, both great and small, the words of the Lord. And he had fear. And he drew nigh unto the Lord, and he sought the Lord. And as he stand there, after he reads of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord, the king stood in his place, and he made a covenant before the Lord, perhaps in the presence of all the people of Jerusalem, of all the people of the land that were all in attendance. He made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord. He made a promise. He was steadfast. He was diligently going to seek the Lord. And so he makes this covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes. Josiah was sold out. It wasn't about him. It didn't matter that he was king. He was sold out to the Lord, and he was going to keep the commandments and the testimonies and statutes with all of his heart and with all of his soul to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. Such a blessed time. Such a blessed time. There's a proverb that comes to mind now, and I won't be able to quote it exactly, but it speaks that when an evil king is reigning, the people go and hide. But when a good king is reigning, the people rejoice. They rejoice. The people rejoiced. King Josiah, in his 20s, he's seeking after the Lord, and he's done all these great things for us. And we are being illuminated again with the light of the Word of God, and we are being drawn unto him. And they were rejoicing. And so when, in the next verse, King Josiah says, tells those that were present in Jerusalem and in Benjamin to stand to it, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained unto the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve. King Josiah was a good king, and he made that covenant before the Lord that he would keep the commandments of the Lord, that he would keep what was written in the Word. And then he commanded those of the children of Israel and made all that were present to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And in all his days, they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. Such a beautiful, comforting story. And so for however more years it was, he reigned for 31 years. This was, I think, 18 years into his reign. So the balance of the years of his reign, Israel was strong. Israel was good. They sought the Lord. They drew nigh unto God, and God drew nigh unto them. And they were a blessed people. We will be a blessed people when we draw nigh unto God. When we hold his word to be the standard, to hold his word high in our hearts and in our lives, that we would approach God's word with great reverence and with a strong desire to live by the word of God, to live thereby, to humble our hearts, to be meek, to be merciful, to be forgiving. This is drawing nigh after God. This is seeking after God. And that we would in no wise allow pride to enter our hearts. Because when pride enters our hearts, we think, who are you to tell me? Who are you to tell me? Huldah, the prophetess, could have told King Josiah, who are you to tell me? I already know. But when we humble our hearts, when we humble our hearts, the Lord is well pleased. The Lord is glorified. And so Isaiah speaks those beautiful words for us to seek after him. Isaiah writes, and these are very common verses that we are well familiar with. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Josiah had the opportunity to call upon the Lord and to seek after him. And God was near. God was near. He drew near unto God, and God drew near unto him. Let the wicked forsake his way. King Josiah says, I'm not going to be like my dad was. I'm not going to be like my grandfather was. His great-grandfather was Hezekiah. He was a good king. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen.